Hello, my name is Jay. Good evening, sir. We're just conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? The next question is just for a statistical purpose. Do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else?
Male. There's no such thing as something else.
Understood, sir. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me just the year of your birth, please?
54.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward, are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And which is your race? You're white, Caucasian, black,
white,
African American?
White.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest
grade
that you have received? Thank you, sir.
Eighth grade.
Okay. Now, are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I am.
Okay. And as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues like local office in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local divides. Now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yes.
Because of 50-50?
I will.
Definitely or probably? How should I record
that? Definitely.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of Columbus?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, below is the list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Okay, I'm going to read them all. You stop me when you hear the one that is most important to you, real quick. The city budget and spending, transportation, crime and violence.
Crime and violence is number one.
Okay. Healthcare, housing, property taxes, legalizing marijuana, access to abortion, racial inequity, education, jobs, racial.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay. Education.
And education.
Okay. Great. Jobs and economy, criminal justice reform. Okay. Now, real quick. We'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Now, you said a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Don't know, never heard of that people or groups. Please indicate so we can move forward. The first one, the Columbus Police in general, from 0 to 10. 1, okay. Andrew Ginter, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And the Columbus City Council, 0 to 10.
10.
And Louis Gill.
I don't know that person.
Okay. Now, Emmanuel Remy.
Don't know that person.
Okay. And Nancy Akhtar.
Don't know that person.
And Adrian Hood. Have you heard of them? For 0
don't
to 10.
Know that person. Don't know that
and
person.
And Melissa Green.
Don't know that person.
And Shannon Harding.
Let's do 5 on her.
Shannon Harding? I never heard of him?
I said let's do 5 on her.
Okay, 5. Okay, thank you. How about Forksent? Forksent Getty.
No, don't know that person.
Okay. And Nick Branston.
Nope,
heard of
don't
it?
Know him. Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let's move forward. How about Nick Branston? You say never heard of it. And Chris Witch. Chris Witch.
Nope.
Have you ever heard of him?
Don't know him. Don't know him.
Zach Klein. Never heard of him?
Don't know him. Don't know him.
Okay. Let's move forward. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distant areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote in all 9 candidates. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Here's the first one. I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Second one, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. First one or second one?
First one.
Thank you. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Aquar or Lewis Gill?
I don't know.
You don't know any?
Don't know.
If you have to choose any of them?
Don't know them, so I wouldn't vote for them.
Okay. Understood. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Ramey or Adrian Hood?
Don't know either one of them.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankstone or Clarkson Jetty?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following candidates are more likely... which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Someone who's focused in diverting funds from local police to another service that address the root cause of crime, or someone who's working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety,
yes,
like local police.
Yeah, you need to go back to doing their job on the street, put these people in jail if they do something wrong. I'm not for the Democrats, so I can tell you that if you're a Democrat. Sorry about that.
No, we completely neutral. You know, we just conducting
good.
The study.
Good. Well, let's get rid of all Democrats and let's put Republicans back in office.
All that matters here is your opinion.
Every bit of it. Get rid of every Democrat there is in the council. Period.
Hey, thank you for sharing that.
They've never done nothing but line their pockets.
Understood. Now, let's move forward. Let me read the question once again, and just for the sake of the research, can you pick one of them? Now, here we go. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Someone who's focused on diverting funds from local police to other services, they address the root cause of crime, or someone who's working...
I don't want any money diverted from the police department.
Okay, so let me read the second one.
Any questions you have regarding that, no.
All right, so here's the second one. Someone who's working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police. Would that be the one?
Okay. Yep. That would be the one.
And again, I really appreciate your patience. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people make about the candidates running for the city council. Now, rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that a statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. If 5 means that a statement makes you less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means they much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Here's the first statement. Okay, now, Farham Jetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee, and he made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English. As he pursued the American dream, Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful business, and serving as a vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He's running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. Now, would that statement make you much more likely to support that candidate or less likely? From 0 to 10, what number should we pick?
0.
Okay. Now, the next statement. Now, Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands that I need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why He facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As he endorsed Democrats, he's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all residents. Now, from 0 to 10.
Is he a Democrat or a Republican?
Well, that's all I had written here. And in order not to influence your opinion, I'm required to read verbatim. So based on what I just read, to the best of your
knowledge. No, here's what I would do. Here, this will make it easy for you. People that are in there now, get out of there. Okay? Re-elect brand new people to put in there. Get Democrats out of government. They do not belong in the government.
Sure.
And put Republicans back in. Now, however you want to word that in your survey, you can. But
okay. Well,
I want rid of all Democrats.
So he's re-elected from 0 to 10. What number should we give
him? Zero.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Now,
I got to go now.
Yeah.
Got to go now.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.